Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick. No mess. No rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Let's go to Keith in Kinnelon, New Jersey. What's going on, Keith?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Love your show.
Thanks.
Hey, I got a question for the two of you. Well, not really a question, just a statement of where.
All right, wait a minute. Are you a Yankee or a Met fan? I just want to know the context.
Well, I'm more of a Yankee fan than a Met fan, but I'm a huge baseball fan.
Okay.
So, but... my thoughts on Soto, like, I was happy the Yankees didn't bring him back, but I'm also happy the Mets got him. Because, he's a tool player. He can hit, and he can hit with power. And he's going to the Hall of Fame on his back. But as for running, throwing, and fielding, he's mediocre. And that's a lot of money for a tool player.
Have you heard me speaking about this for the last 6 months?
About what?
About exactly what you're talking about.
No, I haven't heard that on here at all.
Well, I mean, Aaron Judge is a five-tool player. And maybe, you know, he doesn't run nearly as much as we'd like him to run. And by the way, you know, Carl Ravitch and those guys and Eduardo Perez and David Cohn, you know, coming out of the booth last night just talking about, you know, making a catch in right field. Jesus, God. I mean, he should make that catch. That's what you're expecting him to make a catch.
Was Keith saying two-tool or tool-tool?
I think two-tool, not a tool-tool.
Because Al heard tool-tool, and then I heard tool-tool, and I was thinking maybe he's trying to say two-tool.
I thought he was calling him a tool. So instead of saying he's a five-tool player, he's a tool-tool player.
I heard two-tool.
Yeah, I heard tool-tool.
Yeah, like, that's right. Well, you
tool,
heard
tool.
I heard two-tool.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he hits the power. He hits,
and he hits with power. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame on his back.
Look, he's not Aaron Judge. We tool, all know
tool.
That.
Tool-tool. And of course.
That's why I was saying, and I have been saying, $765 million plus private jets, plus a suite, plus this, plus that. You know, I want him to do well, and I want him to win. I want Mets to win.
Better.
But Jesus.
Rich is calling from Manhattan. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Rich. What's up?
So, diehard Knicks fan, 39 years old, born in 86. I was at the four-point play in 99.
Well, you're joining two more guys.
Yeah, we were right there with you, man.
All of us.
When the buzzer sounded on Friday, I felt chills. That was an amazing feeling. I've been through the pain that every Knicks fan over the age of
in the last 25 years sucked. Let's face it. You look back at 15 or 20, 10 years ago to this team and look at that roster, look at that team, look who was coaching, look who was run. That was a Phil Jackson year. I mean, it was a disaster. They won 17 games that year.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome James. Come on.
That was before that, but yes.
Here's my question, guys. I'm a New York City kid, played AAU basketball, like to think I know the game really well. Is there any chance, besides Deuce and Precious, that we get to see the true value of Landry Shamet or Cam Payne. Because I know we're going to see Obi. I know we're going to see TJ McConnell, who scares me. I know we're going to see Ben Shepherd in that series. Is there any chance we get some bench and we get some confidence in this bench? Because that could be a game changer.
No, I don't. I don't think that Tibbs is going to empty out his bench. I don't think. I mean, for God's sakes, you saw Landry Shamet with 3 minutes to go when they were up 40 points in Game 6.
Yeah, I would just say that the Pacers will play 9 to 10 guys, and they will go balls to the wall for four quarters. That's their thing. That's what they do. They'll even, I think I was reading somewhere, well, they'll go 14% like full court pressure just to annoy Jalen Brunson and to make him have to work like he normally has to work. You know, we all feel like Jalen Brunson works as hard as anybody in basketball because he has the ball in his hands. They're super pressurizing him. He's got to be able to think. He's got to be able to dribble. He's got to be able to shoot. He's got to be able to do all the things that he does. That's why we all love him, why we think he's so great and the greatest point guard that this team has ever had since Walt Frazier.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Regardless of what Stephen A. Smith says, this is the greatest point guard we've ever had since Walt Frazier.
Yeah, but as far as the what the, you bitch, as far as what the caller's asking about, no, I don't think Tibbs thinks he's going to play his guys, and you're going to see a similar rotation, and that's what it's going to be.
I mean, you may get Precious may get a little bit of run here, a little bit more, but I don't know, Campaign and Landry Shamet. I mean, like, Campaign had his one game against Detroit in game one.
Yeah. I mean, what was Tibbs doing at the end of that game? I mean, Rick Brunson had to go up to him twice and be like, going to get the starters out of the game. You know, we're up by a million. And then Jalen Brunson himself went up to Tibbs. Was like, okay, it's time to get these guys out.
Yeah, what are we doing
Jesus.
Here?
I mean, Reggie Miller's freaking out. Richard Jefferson's freaking out about it. I mean, they're like, what are Doris Burke? I was like, what are you doing? All it takes is one guy to get hurt for your entire championship dream to crumble when you're up 30-something points with 4 minutes to go.
Mm.
Let's go to Steve, who's in Newark. What's going on, Steve?
What's up, boys? Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope you guys are going to have a great week.
Well, same to you, Steve.
Well, thank you, sir. Boomer. I mean, I went to go put on my Gotham Sports app last night. Forgetting that, you know, Yankees are on Sunday Night Baseball. So, played the fan, went to the Odyssey app, and just happened to hear Dave Sims again not calling the rubber match of Yankees-Mets first Subway Series with Soto. We have to listen to Emmanuel Babari and Susan Wallman. Where is Dave Sims?
Dave Sims was sick, had a voice issue,
mm-hmm.
And okay. I don't hold that against
Barry shows
him.
Up. Barry took a bolt to the face. He shows up the next day. Booms. You had 101 fever, right? You showed up to work.
Yeah, I get where you're going, Steve. I understand that. But this is...
I mean, how could he have no voice? He took off last weekend.
I don't know. Maybe he lost his voice in Seattle. Who knows?
I know.
Could we get somebody that actually wants to work for the Yankees?
Wow. Oh, come on.
Jeez, Steve, man. I tell you.
You know, I will tell you, when you have a bad voice, whether it be you or me or Jerry or Al or anybody... It is tough, and the thing about having a bad voice, having some sort of upper respiratory, is that it's frustrating to listen to.
Yeah,
so sometimes the better part of valor is to step away and do what he did.
So Dave did put out a post that I think if the issue hadn't occurred with the Seattle series, with you saying, "Where's Dave?"
Yeah,
he would not have put out this picture.
He's a social media guy. He's all over social media.
I'm telling you, he would not have put out this picture. This was a straight up. I gotta let everybody know that I'm sick.
I mean, so, you could hear it. By the way, I could hear it in the game before.
Yeah, no, I understand. I don't say he's faking it. What I'm saying is,
I'm saying like that. He did the right thing by everybody by not coming to last night's game.
Right, but he made a bigger deal out of it because of the what
there's no two ways about it. He's got the towel over his head. He's inhaling steam. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the times that I've been sick, I've never taken a picture of myself and put it on social media.
Yep.
Going, oh, look at me throwing up.
This is my point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. What is that? I don't know what that is.
That's a, hey, I got to prove to you that I'm sick.
No, we can
That's
hear
what
it.
That is.
Oh, I
know,
heard it.
I know, but not everybody did. You know what I'm saying? I didn't listen to the game on the radio on Saturday. I had no idea.
You know, this is our life. This is what we do. And there's nothing worse for the listener out there when our voices aren't normal. It's frustrating for them.
Yeah, we're talking about two different things. I agree that he should have taken off. My point is that...
But the social media sympathy thing, you're not down with.
Right, and I also think he did that as a direct result from the criticism that you gave him from missing the series. So he needed to show everybody, look, I'm not taking another day off. I'm not taking the rubber game off of the Subway series. I have to show you that I am ill. That, I think, was the whole point.
And by the way, I have nothing. There's nothing. I have no disrespect towards that at all.
Okay. All good.
That's fine. That's what you should do. If you're not right, you don't sound right, you don't want to torture the listeners.